Let's go to Simon Sweetman, music critic, reviewer, podcaster and regular RNZ National contributor. Hello there.
G'day, how are you doing?
Good, man. Into talk music today, and what have you found for us?
Yeah, I'm going to twist you round to being a jazz fan, because the last time I brought jazz on the show, you were talking about how, you know, you're not sure. It's just in the background, it's nice, and it drifts along. So I thought I'd confront that by playing you something that's rooted in jazz, but it goes and explores. It does. It pulls in various elements of dance music and hip hop and I guess rock and pop, but it's jazz in form. The other thing that's interesting about this is it is a tuba player. So the lead guy
don't hear much about the tuba.
No, you don't. You know, if you went back to the pre-bop, pre-swing days, the tuba was a crucial element of New Orleans street jazz, and it's still used in certain varieties of jazz, but certainly very much the start of the 20th century, and it seems to have died out. So this is a young, I think he's 26 years old, a young London-based jazz player called Theon Cross. He plays in a band called Sons of Kemet, and they are fantastic. There's this really great sort of, I wouldn't call it an underground London jazz scene, but a burgeoning dance jazz scene. And there are throwbacks to, I guess, the some of the club scene of the late 90s, early 2000s. This is kind of street party music that you can listen to at any time of the day or night. And this is just a trio. It's a guy called Theon Cross playing tuba with a saxophonist and a drummer. And that's basically the whole album. It's all instrumental. The album is called Fyrah, F-Y-R-A-H. Should we just crack straight into it?
F-Y-R-A-H.
No, F-Y-R-A-H is how he's spelling it.
You sure?
I think so.
That?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your notes. It's got
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it's fire with an H on the end. So, I think we're going to play the first track, which is called Activate.
Great. Let's listen. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Getting mixed reviews around the office, but I love hearing that sound of that tuba.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I mean, it's
and the drums. As I think you've talked to me before, it's great to hear the drums playing sort of a leading role. You know, not just in the background keeping the time going.
All three instruments take turns there, because the tuba's role in jazz was often as you're hearing there, a substitute for a bass instrument.
Uh-huh.
But actually, in some of the songs, the saxophone plays almost like a rhythm rather than a melodic motif, and you know, they all take turns soloing or playing some sort of lead line. It's that very busy kind of playing where, to me, it's exciting and interesting, but it never feels too busy. It never feels like they're shouting over top of one another. It's very musical, and you know, you can just play this album all day, I reckon. The last track on it has got Theon's brother, who plays trombone, so there's a bit of a duel there. And there's one song on the album that features some extra percussion in the guitar, but it's basically just those three players. And it is largely, it's only sort of half an hour long, so it's in for a good time rather than a long time. You just press repeat again at the end. It's largely in that vein, but on a couple of tracks, they do let you catch your breath. There is a couple of kind of ballad feels going on. Lots of Afrobeat, lots of, reggae feels, all sorts of things happening. Just wonderful. I love it.
All right. Theon Cross is the name of the artist. Who else do you have for us today?
Okay, so I thought better slow things down after that and address the complaints in your office there. So this is a woman called Faye Webster. She's a singer-songwriter. She is a kind of modern pop chanteuse that, again, there are elements of hip-hop and R&B to her sound, but she's basically singing sad love songs. She's singing, I sort of think this is like if Burt Bacharach, I mean, I know he's still around, but if Burt Bacharach was around to write songs for the Netflix and chill generation, this is what he would do. And so she's sort of, you know, singing these sad songs about the boyfriend leaving her for someone else or not coming by to visit anymore. And her voice is what carries it to me. Lovely horn arrangements, beautiful playing, but her voice is the thing that makes it work. I've picked the slowest, most overtly ballad song on the album. So if people are bored by this but like the voice, the rest of the album is a bit more upbeat. I wanted to obviously contrast the whirlwind that we just heard. Also, this song reminds me a lot of Beck Runger's album Birds, which I think is the masterpiece in Beck Runger's career and one of the great albums of the last few years.
Buried the lead there. Okay, Birds, Beck Runger.
Yeah, yeah. And Anika Moa's last couple of albums that she's done hint towards some of the sound of this, that interesting framing of dramatic pop. So, the other one that's been on high rotate.
Thanks, Simon. Nice to have you in.
Yeah.
Faye Webster, this is Hurts Me Too.
My mother told me one day she's tired of my sad songs, but loving you has only made me cry twice or so. The day that I said I loved you, you didn't say it in return. That was the day I realized that silence is actually heard. My eyes were closed.